Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Is your child having difficulty in a particular subject in either public, private, or homeschooling? Are they having trouble preparing for the ACT or SAT? Are you wanting to finish your GED? Then reach out to the Tutoring Spot today. Kenneth Wadby is a professional educator that can meet each and every student's needs. Kenneth, along with his network of educators, have more than enough experience to help your student excel in any area. They provide K-12 tutoring services in all content areas, plus ACT, SAT, and GED preparation studies. These services are available to all students and their families that reside in the San Luis Valley. Listen for the special offer for students new to their program. Kenneth offers a discount for anyone who mentions this podcast in their initial conversation with him. That's the Tutoring Spot, where the learning re-begins.
You want to welcome to the SL Voices studio, Kenneth Wadby, owner and director of the Tutoring Spot. Hi, Kenneth.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
We appreciate you coming by the studio, and let's jump right into it. Where are you originally from?
I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and I spent most of my life there. I also lived in Hayesville, Derby, Goddard, and Hutchinson, Kansas. Along with that, I also lived in Sweetwater and Colorado City, Texas, Ogden, Salt Lake and West Valley and Kearns, Utah, and I'd spent a little bit of time in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I have lived in La Jara, Colorado for the past 14 years. Mm. I also lived a short time in Aurora, Colorado and Denver.
How did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
I met my current wife through a online religious-based dating site back in February of 2005. We met in person Memorial Day weekend of 2005. Then we were married in August of 2005, and I've lived here ever since.
And I understand you even have some broadcasting experience in your background.
Yes. In my early 20s, I worked for several radio stations in the Wichita area. Two of the most commonly known ones for the Wichita area would be KFDI and KICT 95. I also worked at a couple pop stations, KEYN and KKRD. Mostly I did voice work. In my younger day, I could imitate a lot of people. So I did a lot of commercials, and I did a little bit of copywriting as well.
Can you do any of those imitations still?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No, unfortunately, my 20-some-odd years of smoking kind of did me in.
I understand that. All right, so you were finishing up at Adams State, as you were telling me, and you discovered a tutoring void in this area?
In the latter part of 2005, I was just finishing up at Adams with my psychology degree. Mm-hmm. I did tutoring the whole time I was in college, mostly math and computer science, helping people with different parts of those two arenas. I don't know. I guess I kind of got a reputation. I like to help people, and people knew that I was tutoring at the college. They started calling me. I think the thing that pushed me over the edge to start looking at maybe getting some type of tutoring center here was that the Alamoso Social Services called me and said that they had several clients that were needing help in finishing high school and possibly getting a GED. So that's kind of where it kind of started.
I understand you had a lot of challenges too doing this. You went out and you were talking to some of what you called the big boys, and apparently they didn't want to help?
Believe it or not, franchises for tutoring businesses are pretty expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. I talked to the Tutoring Center. I talked to Huntington Learning Center. I talked to Sylvan's Learning. I even talked to Club Z. Club Z was probably one of the most inexpensive, but they still wanted over $100,000.
Oh, my.
The other three that I mentioned, which I call the big three, not only did they want about $250,000 each, but they also wanted a large population in a small area, something like, you know, in Denver, where you have a population of 20 or 30,000 students in a small area,
right,
to draw from. And here, the San Luis Valley as a whole has 14 school districts with a population of about 10,000 students. So they weren't even interested. None of them. Club Z was the only one that was remotely interested. We just kind of moved on.
Well, realizing that the big boys didn't seem to be an option, what did you end up doing?
So I'm kind of a hard-headed fellow. So
okay.
I don't take no for an answer very well. When I want something, I tend to go after it. I already knew how to build curriculums, and I already knew how to do some of those things. One of the things I realized at that time, Colorado was migrating from one curriculum to another. Across the board, Colorado uses what they call Common Core. Common Core is pretty straightforward. So I was able to develop a curriculum within my tutoring business that was in line with Colorado. If I would ever expand and move into New Mexico or something like that, I would have to probably develop a curriculum that would be in line with New Mexico. So that's what I did, is I just started designing, started working with kids, and just built a curriculum that's in line with the Colorado Common Core, and went from there.
So you came up with the tutoring spot.
I came up with the tutoring spot.
What particular subjects do you focus on?
All of them. Math, science, reading, writing, social studies, and computer science. My main focus is K through 12. Okay. That's my main focus. But I do some college, and I do GED prep. Currently, I have several students that I'm working with.
You mentioned ACT and SAT preparation?
ACT and SAT, but more SAT. If you were going to attend a college within the state of Colorado, like go to Mesa or go to Adams or go to CU or something like that, ACT was good enough. But if you were going outside of the state, like if you're going to go to Kansas University or UCLA or someplace like that, you had to take the SAT. But now they've kind of moved away from the ACT. Although the difference in the ACT and the SAT is just the length and scoring. That's the only two differences. Is scoring's a little bit different, and the length of the test is a little bit different. Other than that, they have all the same information in them.
I'm sure it's happened to you. When you get a question from a student and you don't know the answer, what do you do?
I have a network of friends and family and education network that I've developed since I began tutoring. And I started tutoring in 2000 when I first went back to school. And so I've developed this network of people. If I run into something that maybe I don't quite understand, because, I mean, we don't know everything. None of us know everything. My specialty is math and computer science. Like I said, I also do English and reading and science and those subjects as well. I can generally find it in a book or something, but if it's something that just sets me back a step, I will pick up the phone and call one of my friend or a family member. About 4 years ago, I had a parent call me that was, their child was really having some struggles in English, and they were third grade. I have a relative that teaches third grade, and so I called her up, and I gave her kind of the information of where I was struggling with this client, and she said, well, try this, and she gave me several ideas. Well, it turned the kid around, and he's doing good in school now.
And Kenneth, what are some of the ways that children start having academic difficulties in the first place requiring a tutor?
Believe it or not, there's a lot of different things that throw kids for a loop. The biggest, I think, is self-esteem. When educating somebody, if they start struggling with something, they get down on themselves a little bit. You know, oh, I'm dumb. I can't do this and stuff. So a lot of it's just self-esteem. But there are some other things. A good example was my wife. She was in kindergarten. She started having problems reading. And they thought she was just lazy. Come to find out that she had a sight problem. My wife is an avid reader now, but she was really struggling with reading, and had they not addressed it at the appropriate time, and that's what it is. A tutor does a lot of different things. He sees things that maybe a parent doesn't see for obvious and unobvious reasons, you know? So they're an outsider, and they can see things maybe a little bit differently. We have assessments and stuff, which I use. I use all kinds of assessments. I don't have just one type of assessment that works with every kid. I use several different assessments because I know that some kids learn visually. I know that some kids learn kinetically. The assessments determine the type of learner they are, and then another assessment determines where the deficits are.
What makes your services stand out from, say, free tutoring that might be offered by some schools?
I focus on the students' educational voids or deficits. I call my students clients.
All right.
So let's say I get a client and they're struggling in trig. And they kind of understand trig, but there's a fundamental piece that they missed maybe back in the year before, but maybe they were sick. Maybe they had the flu and they were gone for a week from school. And so they missed the lecture. And so they missed that little piece. It's kind of like a puzzle. You know, you put together a puzzle. Have you ever put a whole puzzle together and there's two pieces missing?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I come in. I find those puzzle pieces and I put them back in there. And then it's like the light comes on and we move forward. The difference between mine is I look for voids and deficits, whereas a lot of the after-school tutoring that happens, it's more homework help. a student might go in looking for math help, and the teacher that's in there is an English teacher. I know that most English people aren't the greatest at math, and I know most math people aren't the greatest at English. So a lot of times, they don't get the help that they need when they need it. I call it homework help. And there's nothing wrong with homework help, because sometimes that works, but sometimes it doesn't. So that's the difference between what I provide to a client versus a teacher.
So do you have an office that people can come to, or how does that work?
No, I don't have an office. I run my administrative part of my business from my home office. But all tutoring services are provided either at the client's home or an agreed meeting place, for instance, a public library.
You mentioned that social services can help families who are needing a tutor. How does that work?
That's kind of what pushed me into starting this business. Some of the social services, that somebody's getting aid to dependent children or something through social services, they have some educational programs built into their programs to help. Maybe somebody needs a GED, or maybe somebody needs a class or two to finish their high school diploma. The social service will provide them the resources to do that. In the past, I've done a number of clients from the Alamosa County Social Services. One was to help him finish high school. One was to help her finish her GED. And then it had several others in similar situations.
So should they reach out to you first?
I'm contacted by the social services. I'm actually contracted by the social services. And we have an agreed amount of money that they pay me for each student per hour.
And I understand you offer both group and one-on-one tutoring?
I haven't done a lot of group. I'd love to do more group. Most of what I do now is one-on-one.
Okay. How does someone get started with you, Kenneth? I mean, what could they expect?
They can call me at my business number, which is 719-580-6313, or they can email me at thetutoringspot@gmail.com. So I provide an initial free consultation. I have you fill out an application to determine what you will pay. I don't provide any free tutoring. And I have a philosophy behind that, because I feel like anytime you give somebody something for free, they tend to devalue it. So my services start at about $20 an hour and go up, which I think is very fair. If you go to Sylvan's or the Tutoring Center or one of those places, they start at about $35 to $50 an hour. I feel like I'm super reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually a team of professionals that tutor.
Yes. Currently, I don't have anybody working for me. I'm pretty much by myself, but right now I only have several clients, so I don't need a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I do have several people that I call on that work part-time for me when I'm in need of some extra people. I've had up to like five people working for me. I would love to have more people working for me.
That'll come in time.
Yeah.
What you've got, though, basically, is depth in your team. You have people who are knowledgeable like you are, who understand the tutoring process, who you can call and go, hey, what about this? What about that? So essentially, to me, you've got a team of people, even if they're not directly working with you right at the moment.
My educational network is pretty deep, probably 25 or 30 people. Some of them are in education. They teach at like different levels of elementary and middle and high school, and some of them teach at the college level.
What is the most difficult challenge you face as a tutor today?
I would say it's getting people in Colorado to understand the importance of tutoring. Because education is free in Colorado, nobody gives the school any money. You basically take your kid to school and drop them off. That's all you do, and pick them up. You don't pay for the transportation to get them there. If they ride a bus, you don't pay for any books. In most cases, in some of the schools, you don't even pay for uniforms to play sports. Education in Colorado is free. That's not really the case, because people pay property tax on your car, your house. Any property you own, you pay property tax, which goes to finance schools. What I found is a lot of people have this idea, well, I rent, so I don't pay property tax. You most certainly do, because the landlord ain't picking it up.
Yep, it's built in.
If you own a car, you're paying property tax, which is going toward the schools. But a lot of people in their head, I don't pay anything at the school. Education's free. So that's my biggest challenge, is getting people to understand that, yes, you do pay something for school. And when people pay something for it, they seem more vested into it. And there's exceptions to that rule. The clients that I've had over the past, they think that my rates are fair, more than fair.
What do you like most about what you do?
When the light comes on. When I've worked with a student that's, for the lack of a better word, beat his head against the wall because he feels like he's stupid in whatever math, English, science, whatever it is, and light comes on and he figures it out. for the lack of a better word, that's the cherry on top.
That aha moment.
Yeah,
the
aha moment. Yeah, exactly.
About how many students or families have you helped since you began?
Over 100.
Awards, certifications. I read you have a CRLA.
The CRLA, that's a College Learning and Reading Association. I first began working on that back in 2002 when I was attending Hutchinson Community College in Hutchinson, Kansas. In order to tutor in their programs, you had to have the CRLA certificate. And that was my basic. And then when I moved to Adams State to make a little bit more money at tutoring, I advanced to the level one. There's actually two more levels. There's level two and level three. But in order to get those, I have to obtain a certain amount of tutoring hours, and I have to go to their conference, which is held once a year in Florida.
Again, how does someone reach out to you for more information, Kenneth?
Okay, again, they can call me at my business number, which is 719-580-6313, or they can email me at thetutoringspot@gmail.com. I do have a website. It is www.thetutoringspot.org. And I do have a Facebook page that you can access me. Just search for The Tutoring Spot in La Jara, Colorado.
We'll have this all linked in your podcast page as well, so people can reach out to you.
Okay.
Kenneth, what are your future plans? I notice you have some other courses planned for the future.
In the last couple of years, my family's been affected by addiction. I'm actually looking to get certified as a certified addiction counselor. And so that's one of my goals in the next couple of years is to take the appropriate classes so at some point in the near future I can become a licensed addiction counselor.
And you're possibly looking at some summer driving courses, adult education programs?
I'm going to continue with the adult education programs because there is a lot of people out there that don't have GEDs or high school diplomas. One of my big goals for the tutoring spot is I would like to create a driving course because when I was a kid, I attended high school and we had a driving range that we learned how to drive on. I don't know about you, but children could kind of be tough when it's teaching them to drive.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So I come up with this idea where I'd purchase basically four circles, which is a mile by a mile, and then create a driving course on there, which is similar to the one I learned on when I was in high school. And it basically had a tower and you had a teacher and instructor up there, and he would monitor and radio the cars and tell them what to do. And you had, you know, streets and houses and stuff like that. They did it in the parking lot of the football field. They had yellow lines and stuff, and they would tell you, oh, go to intersection 2 and do this. And so that's what I'd like to do is create a driving range that teenagers can go in when they're learning to drive. They can come to the driving range and get some of their driving. I believe Trinidad Junior College has a similar course, but I'm not sure. That's one of the places you can go to get it if your parents. But they still have to do some driving with their parents after the fact. But it gets about half their driving out of the way, so makes for happier parents.
Yeah, that's a fascinating idea. I like that. Kenneth, what do you do in your free time? Any special hobbies or activities?
Well, I'm a nerd by heart. I've always been a nerd. I'm kind of a gadget geek, so I love anything to do with modern technology, smartphones and stuff. In fact, a couple years ago, as a way to earn some extra money, I actually worked for a company called iCrack and I repaired phones. And I learned how to do that in a short time. And I did that for about 2 years. And then a couple repair stores in Alamosa popped up and my business kind of went away. But I do that and I'm always looking to learn new things. I've never been one to sit idle for very long. So I mess with computers. I try to learn whenever I can, and then my family.
Kenneth, anything else you want to talk about in particular?
I've been thinking about this. If a client would mention this ad during their initial conversation with me when they're requesting tutoring services, I'd give them a 10% discount on all their tutoring for 90 days.
All right. So mention that they listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Kenneth, we want to thank you for coming by the studio here and talking about the tutoring spot. We certainly wish you have the best of luck with your business and lots of new people come to you for their tutoring needs.
Thank you so much.
The Tutoring Spot provides the best tutoring services in the San Luis Valley. Established in 2010, owner-director Kenneth Wadby welcomes you to contact him for all of your tutoring needs today. From language arts, reading and spelling, mathematics, science, history, and social studies, to GED and SAT preparation, Kenneth and his network of professionals are ready to help you not just meet, but exceed expectations. Their mission is to provide quality tutoring services to all students in the San Luis Valley area, regardless of ethnicity, gender, or social status. The fact of the matter is, children learn at their own pace. Kenneth at the Tutoring Spot will evaluate each child and tailor their tutoring techniques to produce the highest results. Tutoring services are available to all students and their families that reside in the San Luis Valley. Group and one-on-one tutoring are both available. Don't forget to mention this podcast during your initial consultation, and Kenneth will take 10% off of his already very affordable rates for the first 90 days of tutoring. Kenneth looks forward to helping you. Contact the Tutoring Spot today to get started on the path to success. Kenneth Wadby can be reached by email, thetutoringspot@gmail.com, on his website at thetutoringspot.org, on Facebook at The Tutoring Spot, or you can call him at 719-580-6313. That's 719-580-6313. That's The Tutoring Spot, where the learning re-begins.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.